Lecture 19, Race, Religion, and Greed, Explaining European Expansion.
Hello. Welcome to this second lecture devoted to European imperialism. In our last lecture, we attempted to describe, to assess, the new imperialism, as it was called, this sudden burst of European expansion between 1880 and the outbreak of the First World War in 1914. We tried to distinguish what made this new round of European expansion different from previous colonial experiences, emphasizing the global nature of European expansion after 1880, that unlike previous eras, this new round of imperialism was generally global in its scope, that unlike previous eras, the Europeans now, because of advanced technology, metal-hulled ships, new military technology, advances in medicine, the advent of quinine, made it possible for European settlers, military personnel and so on, to penetrate deep into the interior of African areas and as well as in Asia. Also, and this is a point that I think bears underscoring, that this new round of imperial expansion took place within a context of mass politics. After 1871, the European states all enjoyed virtually universal male suffrage. And as a consequence, the activities of colonial societies, the colonial offices, the state and so on, took place within, under a microscope of public opinion. It made for greater public involvement. It made for greater public passions about these imperialist ventures. But if these are the things that would distinguish this new imperialism from previous eras of imperialism, how does one explain the timing of it? We've used the term outbreak of imperialism or the suddenness of this new imperialism. Why is that? How does one explain the timing? Certainly, we want to look at the various theories of motivation from Hobson to Lenin that have been put forward and been advanced to explain this new wave of European imperialism. It was one of the most hotly debated topics from the late 19th century down to the present, with Lenin seeing this new imperialism as simply another stage, an inevitable stage of capitalism on its way to ruin, and to other strategic considerations that have been advanced to explain the timing of this new imperialism. Economic explanations have generally been the focal point of the discussion, have focused on a number of factors. One argument put forward and advanced very vehemently was that excess capital is the key to explaining the new imperialism, that the European states, enjoying a protracted burst of economic activity from the 1850s onward, we've talked about this, the rapid industrialization of Europe, the growing prosperity of Europe, had generated enormous capital that needed sources of investment. And also after 1873, the beginning in 1873, there's an economic downturn in Europe, the first one in really almost 20 years, which led Europeans to think about the possibility that growth might not be utterly sustained or sustainable, and that some other form, some other source of investment needed to be found. So excess capital was raised as one of the explanatory factors. A second was a need for new markets, that having saturated markets at home, new markets needed to be found in order to continue economic growth, and that this produced a race for new markets around the globe. Also, advanced as an economic factor in explaining the new imperialism was the need to ensure access to raw materials. As European industrialization advanced, accelerated, it was consuming raw materials at an extraordinary pace, and therefore it was going to be necessary, Europeans believed, to find new sources of raw materials.